Now, I got to ask you something. Do you have a dog? Oh, really? Okay, this is a story about a dog. It's not a big dog, but it was a dog that was kind of unruly. And in the old days, they didn't have hotels or motels like they do now. They had camps where people would camp. And this family was traveling, and they had their dog. And the camp that they had, the people said, "You keep that dog quiet." And they put the dog in the car with them, and the dog was quiet. The next day, everybody left. And the next night, they stopped at a motel. In those days, a motel was just a long building with a front porch made out of wood, no place to park the car. And the owner of the motel said, "No dogs in the house." Well, they left the dog outside, and people said, "You make sure that dog doesn't bark." One man was really crabby about it. And he walked over and he pointed his finger at the dog. He says, "If you bark, I'm coming after you." Well, the dog was a little bit afraid, but he looked at the man and he wagged his tail, but he did it like this. That's the way he wagged his tail. You know why? His tail cut off. In the old days, everybody cut the tails off their dogs, kept them from getting foxtails in them, weeds. And that night, everybody was sleeping good. The dog jumped out of the car and started barking. It ran down from one end of the porch to the other and barked and barked and barked. Everybody woke up. The man that owned the dog, he came out and he said, "Why are you barking?" Back and forth it ran. The man that didn't like dogs, that was in the same group, he says, "I'm going to get that dog." And then he changed his tune. He smelled something. He said, "Fire." And he looked at the hotel, and it was on fire. Nobody noticed it till then. Now, that dog knew that if he would run back and forth on the porch, that he would wake everybody up and save them. So he did that. Now, let me ask you a question. Should we pay attention to everything that dogs say? No. But should we look up when a dog barks? It's a good idea. Some dogs want to bite you. You look up. But if you put your hand out like this, not like this, they'll smell the back of your hand and they'll be okay.